High Roulaine, Disc 5.
Chapter 14. It was shortly after sunrise at the Abbey. Sister Snowdrop watched Friar Bibble filling a tray with breakfast foods for herself and old Quelt.
A touch more honey on the recorder's oatmeal, if you please, Friar. He likes a lot of honey. Oh, and some of those whortleberries, too. Thank you.
Bibble obliged her.
There you are, sister. Oh, did you hear? Tilly has gone, and that pandion bird. Oh, thanks be to goodness.
The aged sister looked over her glasses.
Gone, Friar? Where to? What do you mean?
Bibble filled two beakers with coltsfoot and dandelion cordial.
Indeed to goodness, I thought you knew. She's off on that journey of hers. I filled haversacks for them. Her Da, Brink and Tyria. They left before sunup.
Snowdrop appeared bemused by the news.
But she can't do that. We haven't gathered all the information she needs yet.
Friar Bibble wiped his paws and took a parchment from his apron pocket.
Well, I don't know about that, sister, but gone she has. Said I was to give this to you.
The little sister took the parchment into her habit sleeve.
Thank you, Friar. Oh, when you see Brinty, Tribsy and Geary, will you please send them straight up to the library?
Bibble watched her skittering off at the laden tray.
Indeed to goodness, I'm more of a messenger than a cook this morning. Now then, baby group, what can I do for you?
The mole babe held her dish out solemnly.
No messengers for I, just vickles, er, lots of them.
Sister Snowdrop and old Quelt shared the recorder's desk as they pored over Tyria's letter. They looked up as the library door slammed open. Geary and Brinty dashed in, followed at a more sedate pace by Tribsy. The young mole was balancing a tray, loaded high with food.
Miss Tirabane gone bait to stop this child getting any vickles. Good morning, sir and marm.
Brantalus appeared in the doorway and honked.
Well, I'm thinking Terrier is gone from here.
Quelt peered at him over the rim of his oatmeal bowl.
Yes, she has. Why are you looking so pleased?
The barnacle goose did a waddling turn and started off downstairs, calling back to the recorder.
I will look as pleased as I please, old one. No more hook-meat fish-eater to bother me. He went too. I am thinking I will ask the bibbler for two breakfasts now.
Snowdrop went back to studying the parchment, murmuring,
I'm sure that'll please the friar no end.
Brinty helped himself to a baked apple from Tribsy's tray.
Scooting off like that without so much as a thank you or farewell. The friar said Tyria left a letter. Is that it? Can I have a look, please?
Old Quelt straightened the creases from the parchment.
No, you can't. Your paws are all full of cooked apple.